Macmillan Audio presents The Essential Path, written and narrated for you by Neil Donald Walsh. Chapter 1. The Proposition. We're one decision away from a solution to humanity's biggest problem. This is a decision so powerful in its impact that it would solve not only our species' biggest collective problem, but the largest problem faced by every individual listening to this right now. But be warned, this decision may not be what it seems, and it definitely will not fall in line with what is most widely expected or most generally accepted. That makes it a daring decision, perhaps the most significant decision of your life. And don't think you didn't know that when you started listening to this. You knew exactly what you were doing. And why. Nobody has to tell us that life on our planet is not what we had hoped it would be. All we have to do is take a look at what's happening every day around the world, and in some cases, in our own lives. There are very few among us who have not found ourselves shaking our heads in discouraged dismay at the latest tweet or online news bulletin or newspaper headline, and sometimes, too many times perhaps, at the challenges confronted in our own home. This leads to a compelling question. Is it possible, just possible, that there's something we don't fully understand about ourselves, about life, and about God? The understanding of which would change everything. To me, the answer is obvious. Is it to you? If your answer is yes, you're invited to now undertake a very quick but deeply revealing explanation of everything. Why things are the way they are on Earth today. When our biggest problem arose. What has blocked us from the obvious solution. And how we can dissolve the problem virtually overnight. We begin with some additional compelling questions. Chapter 2. The Questions. What if the most wonderful ideas you ever had about life were true? What if the most wonderful ideas you ever had about yourself were true? What if the most wonderful ideas you ever had about God were true? What if the most wonderful ideas you ever had about what happens after you die were true? What would then be true for you? Do you think there would be any difference between how you might then experience life and how you now experience life? Your answers to these questions are now setting the course and direction of your experience on Earth. Did you know that? Not to be overly dramatic about it, but it's true. They're determining the path you will take. And humanity's collective answers to these questions are now creating the future of our species. By determining the path we will all take. Will it be the path that our species has taken for thousands of years, the one that got us here, where our lives and the world are today? Is this where we want to be? Is this our most wonderful idea about life, about ourselves, about God? Ideas are important. It's ideas that create beliefs, beliefs that create behaviors, behaviors that create experience, and experience that creates reality. And if our most wonderful ideas become our beliefs, life on our planet will look much different than it does today. Cognitive scientists tell us that all it takes is 1 in 10 people, 1 in 10 people, to emphatically embrace an idea, and the mass will follow. What then could cause just 1 in 10 people to believe that the most wonderful ideas we ever had are true? A single decision. We're one decision away. Really. But we must make that decision now. Not doing so is starting to have, on all of us, a very real effect. Chapter 3. The Effect. Let's not dance around this. We have a big problem here. On Earth, I mean. It's touching our lives.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?